We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Yee.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
I'm saying Anonymous.
All right, what's your question for you, Anonymous? Yes, we can.
All right. So I have a dilemma. When my boyfriend and I first started dating, we were going to, you know, do it in the car, and he pulled his pants down. Ooh. There was a foul odor. he didn't fart. He just, like, had took a dump and, like, didn't wipe his butt.
Hey.
So now we, like, live together, and whenever we're going to do it, I always, you know, I'm hesitant because he doesn't wipe his butt. So he always has older, and, you know, he always has dookie stains in his boxers.
Those skid marks, that's what they call them.
Yes, skid marks. So how do you tell your man, like, babe, can you please wipe your ass?
Is he a grown man or a baby wearing a diaper? That is disgusting. First of all,
Don't judge that man.
I'm going to tell you... Oh, is this Envy we're talking about here?
You mean is this Gia? But don't judge that man.
No.
All right, so first of all, do y'all have wet wipes in the bathrooms in the house?
I think I need to keep them there, but that doesn't mean I'll use them.
You got to help him out, man, because there's no way he don't smell the doo-doo coming out his butt when he pulls his pants down, number one. Number two, you might have to tell him you got to get up in there when you wipe yourself and wipe yourself good. And you might have to buy him some wet wipes to carry with him when he goes places and tell him to use those when he uses the bathroom, because this is not something that you can dance around. You have to be direct about this hygiene.
She's right.
But I'm not his mama, though.
Embarrass him one time.
You're going to have, you have like, to tell him. Because you know what? If you don't say something, you're going to just end up having to smell doo-doo every time you have sex.
Yeah, I can't do that.
So just tell him, be like, babe, look at your underwear. Do you see this? You're not wiping yourself well. Are you getting up in the hole?
So you have doo-doo stains on your sheets too, huh?
No, I would never.
You have to. If it's in his underwear, it's in the sheets.
But you gotta point it out, because if you don't say anything, then are you just having sex and enduring the smell?
Oh, girl, I don't go down there. Like, I won't go down on him a lot because of that. Like, I'm always afraid. Like, I don't want to get doo-doo in my mouth.
Why is it so hard to tell a man his ass stink?
I don't know, but you could get, can't you get E. coli or something?
I mean, if you're in the ass. I can't wait till he asks you to eat his ass.
I don't want to, oh, hell no. I don't want to hurt his ego, that's it.
Well, girl, I don't want you to get some type of disease either, a bacteria infection.
That's true.
This is for his own good. First of all, if you're doing laundry sometimes, you don't want to have to touch that and clean that, right?
Right.
And this is for his own benefit. This is to help him out in his life. You got to show him, look, baby, these are wet wipes. Now, me and you were having this conversation. Don't be embarrassed, because we could talk about anything. And trust me, if you're having sex with this man unprotected, you should be able to tell him his ass stinks and he's not wiping himself.
Goodness gracious.
If you can do that, and you can lay up with him and do all of that, then you should be able to communicate with him and tell him, babe, you need to clean your butt.
It's going to be so funny when you tell him his butt stinks and he was like, man, I was thinking the same thing about your poom poom.
And guess what? And guess what she would do? Wipe her poom poom with a wet wipe.
You said you ate crap.
Who ate crap? You the one eating crap. Don't you dare say I ate crap.
Thank you, Mama.
And just tell, listen, this is a time when you got to be direct and be like, look, you know, I don't know if you're just not wiping yourself right, but there's these stains in your underwear, and sometimes I could smell it. So I just want to say you got to wipe yourself better. Here's some wet wipes every time you go to the bathroom. And you shouldn't even have sex with him until after he showers. But if he's not cleaning his butt in the shower either and then getting out.
How do you say butt like that?
I don't know what I'm supposed to say on the video.
Just say his butt. Just cleaning his butt.
Shower is a requirement.
I will say I've been with my wife 21 years. And I do remember a time about 14, 15 years ago where she went down and she was like, hey, man, you need to go take a shower or something. Cause,
hey, man.
You know.
And you appreciated it.
Yeah. I went there. Maybe I didn't wipe properly. I don't know what it was, but she told me. Yeah, it hurt my feelings. I just went and took a shower.
Is this a common issue between men? Like, I don't understand.
I don't think it was a common
issue.
It's
happened to me before, once or twice, three times, four times, five times. It happened to me before.
Yeah. So, but look, so that's why you got to point it out. One day y'all will laugh about it, and hopefully that day that y'all are laughing, his butt will be clean.
But you got to embarrass him. Pick up the underwear and be like, what's this? And then let him see the doo-doo stains, and he'll get embarrassed, and he'll never do it again.
I like that.
You know what I mean?
That's perfect.
And check your sheets, because I bet you got doo-doo stains on your sheets.
Yeah.
I bet you.
Envy knows, trust me.
Shut up. It's happened to me once or twice.
Put those skin marks in his face.
See, you go too far. Thank you, Mama.
How do you like it?
Thank you.
That's actually that's some young boy stuff, though. Because, you know, like, that's one of the reasons after I do a number two, I do go take a shower.
Except if you're at work.
Yeah, if I'm at work. But then it's not like I'm going home and, like, me and my wife going to get right to it. I don't want to go home smelling like
you
the day.
You should never poo and then have sex right after.
Hell no.
If you can take a shower.
I know. We don't want your muddy butt up here either. You better wipe better, bro. All right. Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, hit Ye now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here's some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Good morning, Javonna.
Uh-oh, what's the matter, Javonna?
Talk to us. I sound like you whispering.
I'm whispering because my college student is home.
Okay.
And I don't want him to hear my question.
Oh, boy. Mommy freaky. All right, let's go.
Yeah, DJ Envy, happy anniversary. My husband and I will be celebrating 24 years this summer, too.
Wow.
In our 20s.
Congrats to that.
Yeah, same to you. My question is, I don't know how you deal with all those kids, but what to do now that these kids are home when you're trying to get freaky with your husband?
Do you have any? Do you have any?
Why you sustain these long-term marriages? Because y'all do all kinds of crazy stuff, you know. But we trying to figure it out.
How many kids?
Just one. But
okay, he's home from college.
He's graduated last year, thank goodness. But you know, with everything going on, his grad plans didn't work out. He was supposed to relocate to California. He's home with us. We have a condo, and can't get down the way we usually get down, you know?
Oh, so is he ever going outside? Is there someplace like an outdoor space?
Not right now. And we, you know, normally we go to parks, but parks have been closed. We don't want to get arrested because he's essential. I own a catering business, kind of, you know, in the public eye. I don't want to be, you know, known for anything scandalous, but of course...
Y'all be going to the parks getting freaky? I like this.
No. She said,
Hold on.
Yes, they do.
Not now.
Not now, of course. Everything is shut down. We try to be safe. As I said, my husband is essential. I own a catering business. Shout out to the small business owners. I fed the front line. Still doing my
What's the name of your catering business? Let's plug that too while we're on here.
Oh, thank you. Impamama Signature Recipes. I'm in Cliffside Park, but I work out of a commercial kitchen in Inglewood. So Inglewood Hospital, Holy Name, TNEC, Feed the Frontline. We're still doing more.
Now, Giovanna, let me ask you this. Doesn't your son have to go to sleep at some point?
Now that he's home, not really. I mean, come on. You know these older kids. They're on FaceTime all hours of the night. You know, and we're not quiet.
You know what? You know what I think is fun? You need to have sex quietly.
Quietly, and that actually is
really fun, but it doesn't normally happen. Yeah. But it's actually very exciting when you know people might.
My husband's louder than me, actually.
Well, you're gonna have to
cover
Mama,
you're putting in that work.
You're gonna have to cover his mouth while you're doing it, but it's actually something really fun about trying to be quiet while you have sex, and that might just be something y'all gonna have to do. Just be careful, quiet. It is exciting.
We're gonna try, Mama.
Can I be honest with you?
Ideas, especially from DJ. What do you do with all those kids? We live in a condo.
Well, first of all, the kids go to sleep. The kids go to sleep, and then the older kids.
The older one, exactly.
But he knows what's going on. You don't think he having sex?
She don't want him to hear that. Nobody want to hear their parents having sex.
Thank you, Angela. The kids don't want to hear that.
Put a lock on that door, and you and your hubby.
He's not
going to
walk in.
He's not walking in. So don't worry about it. He'll put his headphones on, and he'll be in his video game.
Giovanna, let me tell you what else you can do. Let me tell you what else you can do, because you said the headboard. I'm glad you said that. Put a sheet on the floor and have sex quietly on the floor.
We have carpet on our under the floor under our bed, but
Listen. Put a sheet down on the floor. Put on some music. Put the TV on. Whatever you got to do.
Mama, don't even worry about your son. You know, my daughter came into me. She came into my room the other morning and was like, guys, you know I don't go to sleep at 12 o'clock, right?
Exactly.
You know I hear everything that was going on. And you know what I said? I said, well, you know how you got here, right? And then she just walked out. It is what it is. My daughter's 18. Your son, he graduated college. He got to be in his 20s. He understands.
But listen, I just want to say, you just need to make a fun game out of it. Put that sheet on the floor, tell him, all right, we got to be quiet. Turn on some music kind of low and just have sex slowly and quietly.
He's a grown-ass boy, Mama. He's in your house. He's old enough now. You and hubby get freaky.
He doesn't want to see his mother's face. His father will come out smiling, but he doesn't want to see me come down and make his avocado toast after I didn't...
Avocado toast.
Well, I hope you would wash your hands at least.
Washing my hands and everything, but okay, we'll try the sheet on the floor.
Mama, get your freaky ass on.
This is Ask Yee. She wanted advice, and my advice is have some fun with it. It's a different time, it's a different era. She don't want her son to hear. Put that sheet on the floor and have fun trying to be quiet.
Quarantine sex, maintaining the long term marriages. You got to do what you got to do.
Mama, I haven't worked out the bed thing yet.
And every time he makes a little noise with his mouth and he starts getting too loud, just cover his mouth and be like, hey, you got to be quiet.
Mama, nah. And let me ask you a question. When you find out what to do with the bed, help me out with the bed because I haven't figured that out yet. My bed be squeaking. We haven't figured that out, man. We used WD-40.
We got the purple mattress and everything, and it's still.
It's still mine, too.
The mattress.
What the hell is a purple mattress?
He's loud.
It's a label. It's a type of mattress. You have an air mattress?
No, we don't have, no, please. We would bust an air mattress. We tried that back in the 90s.
She tried to play you. Angelique just tried to play you, Mom. She's going to tell you she got an air mattress. You're a grown-ass woman.
On an air mattress.
She tried to play you like you some little young cop with an air mattress.
Exactly. Wow. No, I have some Dave's Brooklyn air mattresses.
Wow. You're disrespectful.
No, no, no. I actually have an air mattress as a spare mattress in my house in case I have company. And I'm like, okay, here's an air mattress. So sometimes people come and spend the night.
Those
so you can blow up. You can
like
use the air mattress.
In the 80s. No, I don't know if that's going to work. We gonna
and
try
it's
to
a, actually, it's watch. A it's a pillow top air mattress, and it's very nice.
Yeah,
and my goddaughter.
Inflate automatically. Yeah, I have that for guests, but I don't think that's going to work.
Yeah.
Mama, go in. Don't worry about him.
We're going to go and go, okay, I'm going to take your advice.
Go in. He knows. He understands.
I know you know, DJ MV. Long-term marriage, you got to do what you got to do.
That's right. Right. Sometimes you got to stick.
Now, kids or not.
That's right. Or stick kids your face out the window. Let hubby hit it from the back. That way, if you yell, it's outside. You go in. You get freaky.
Then my neighbors. I've already had notices under my door from my neighbors. That's the last thing I need is for them to see my hanging out the window now, too.
Wow.
Why are you so right, long and hanging out the window?
Not long, but, you know, let's stick my face out the window. That's going to come next.
Oh, my gosh. Well, have fun with it. Get on that floor and have some fun.
Thank
Good
you.
Good luck, Mama.
And sustain these long-term marriages. We out here doing it, too.
There you go.
Black love. All black right, love. And-
Black love.
Don't do your catering straight from doing what you do with your husband. Just make sure you wash your hands, shower. We don't want any extra
That food
DNA.
Have more love in it, boy. All right. Thank you, Mama. All right. 805.
That ain't love. And that ain't cream either.
800-585-1051. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.